Of gun violence in the United States, two mass shootings in less than 24 hours have left more than 24 people dead. In El Paso, Texas, police are investigating a mass shooting at a Walmart. At least 20 people died, 26 wounded. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen says investigators are working to confirm whether a racist, anti-immigrant screed posted online shortly before the shooting was written by the suspect.
We have to attribute that manifesto directly to him.
The U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas, John Bash, says the shooting is being treated as a domestic terrorist case.
This meets it. It appears to be designed to intimidate a civilian population, to say the least.
El Paso District Attorney Jaime Esparza says the suspect also will face a state charge of capital murder.
Though he is eligible for the death penalty, we will seek the death penalty.
I'm Mike Hempen.
Hours later, a gunman in Ohio killed 9 people in the city of Dayton. He was shot to death by police less than a minute after he opened fire. He killed 9 people and wounded at least 27. U.S. President Donald Trump has offered his condolences on the shootings and pledged the total support of the federal government. On Sunday, he ordered flags at all government buildings to be flown at half staff for the next 5 days. He praised the law enforcement officers who sprang into action to end both attacks.
They were right on the ball in El Paso. They were there so quickly, and in Dayton in less than a minute. Think of the damage he did in such a short period of time. In less than a minute, the law enforcement acted and killed him.
Sudan's Transitional Military Council and coalition of protest leaders initialed a power-sharing agreement on Sunday. The two factions will formally sign a constitutional declaration on August 17th. This is VOA News. Demonstrators have continued to clash with police in Hong Kong as the 2-month-old protest movement shows no sign of easing. AP's